Hope Hicks Returning to Trump White House. By Charlie Spiring on February 13, 2020. Former White House Communications Director Hope Hicks will return to work for President Donald Trump at the White House, according to several reports on Thursday. The news was confirmed in a statement from White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham to reporters. "I have worked with Hope for almost 6 years and can say without hesitation she is one of the most talented and savvy individuals I have come across," she wrote. "She has always impressed me with her quiet confidence, loyalty, and expertise, and I am beyond thrilled to welcome Hope back to the White House." A Trump loyalist and close aide to the president, Hicks left the White House in March 2018 and moved to Los Angeles to work as the executive vice president and chief communications officer for Fox Corporation. But she remained close with the team and even traveled with the president on the campaign trail in 2018. She was also called back into Washington in 2019 for House investigative hearings of the president. The New York Times reports that Hicks will report to Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner with the title Counselor to the President. "There is no one more devoted to implementing President Trump's agenda than Hope Hicks," Kushner said in a statement to The Times. Former White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders also cheered the news. "There is no one more loyal, talented or fun than Hope," she wrote on Twitter. "Not only is she brilliant, she is an amazing friend and will be a tremendous asset to the president and his team." Hicks is not the only former aide planning to return to the White House. Now that the impeachment effort has failed and the investigation of Trump's ties with Russia is complete, Trump's former bodyman Johnny McKenty is also returning to the White House after he was fired by former Chief of Staff John Kelly. He will serve as the head of the White House Office of Personnel. The return of Hicks and McKenty demonstrates that President Trump is looking to bolster his White House with loyalists. President Trump frequently laments the attacks and struggles that his aides face in Washington, D.C., while working in his White House. "Who's going to give back the young and beautiful lives, and others, that have been devastated and destroyed by the phony Russia collusion witch hunt?" he wrote on Twitter in May 2018. "They journeyed down to Washington, D.C., with stars in their eyes and wanting to help our nation. They went back home in tatters.